This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have kind of aired your frustration at why more doctors aren't speaking out. If everybody wants to know the science and everybody wants to know the facts on whether it comes to masks or whether it comes to COVID or lockdowns and kids going back to school, why don't we see more doctors making more noise? All right. Well, you have a lot of doctors that, are intimidated by the camera. You know, some get really, really nervous about being in front of the camera, you know, because they're worried that their hair might not be brushed or they may still have granola in their teeth, you know, or they might not have done their upper lip wax. And so you have some people that, you know, really worry about that. And you have people like me that don't. I'm like, this is how I look. This is how I roll. All right. This is how I be. And, I will use evidence-based medicine. I will teach you guys what I'm taught. I will give you guys my opinion, and I will do what I think is keeping you guys safe. So, if you're mad at me about, supporting the mask mandate or supporting my governor or supporting the social distancing, it's because I have to do benefits versus risks. But, again, I will explain to you where my thought process is. I've been wearing masks since day one. I kind of like having the mask around. I just do. I think the average mask people are wearing is bullcrap, and dirty, but I've made my point clear on masks. Well, apparently a doctor got canned, from what we're being told, in California, because he was questioning the lockdown necessity. And Dr. Michael Dubois Blanc was apparently removed from his post as trauma medical director for John Muir Health after writing a letter to health officials in Contra Costa County, California, that questioned the effectiveness of the country's lockdown measures. Now, he was interviewed on Fox News, and apparently a group of parents asked him to write the letter because they went to a doctor for some help and guidance on, can the kids go back to school? And so he had said that all the data that he's aware of, looking at children and the virus, shows it's safe. He says there are many other states now that have months of track record showing it's safe for the kids to go back to school, and the state of California, the county, is just not making that possible. So it's unclear who got ticked off with the letter, why he lost his position, if he lost his position for that, or there was something else. But apparently he got removed. John Muir Health released a statement to NBC Bay Area in response to his firing, said the doctor is employed through an outside contract. After careful consideration, John Muir Health is not continuing with Dr. Dubois Blanc in that position. So some of you have asked me, are doctors silenced? Are we, the average doctor, you can't really silence them. I mean, we have taken an oath. We have sworn an oath to protect the patient. So if we think a vaccine is going to protect the patient, we're going to tell you. If we think you having guns in the home need to be locked up in a gun safe, we're going to tell you. I mean, we take an oath to protect the patient. If you tell us you don't want your husband or wife or spouse or partner knowing what you and I talk about, my oath is to you. It doesn't matter what your partner says, tell me if they're taking that blood pressure medicine or tell me if there's HIPAA. So we doctors are confined. by our oath, by our laws, by our medical licensing, you know, to follow the, you know, follow the rules and not, you know, blow up somebody's privacy, not steer them in the wrong direction. You know, like if a doctor was out there saying, look, you know, I think this polio vaccine is going to kill your child, the medical licensing board is going to have a problem with that physician. You know, if you have a physician who is a board certified MD or DO saying, you know, I am going to cure you by waving a magic wand, you know, there's regulations to, you know, help prevent people from, you know, being under the guise of, you know, the care of somebody under the guise of, oh yeah, we are MD or DO or, you know, ND or chiropractic or whatever, board certified, and we're, you know, I'm going to tell you what I want to do. However, when a doctor starts to lose their job for advocating for parents and citing what the American Academy of Pediatrics has said about kids going back to school, now when you see something like this, yeah, doctors get a little bit edgy. Because we are being told, I mean, we are given journal after journal. We are given updates by the American Academy of Pediatrics or the AAFP or the AMA. And if he is reiterating what the American Academy of Pediatrics is, and his medical industry doesn't have his back because they have to choose between Governor Newsom and the medical industry, where is a doctor allowed to stand to speak for their patients? I mean, already there's a growing consensus. Now, mind you, I've on air said in my neck of the woods, we probably have to wait with kids going back to school temporarily until we get our acts together with, in terms of having hospital beds for the teachers and having the vaccine. And it, from what I'm seeing, it's really difficult for a kid to start school and then a week later have to go back home because they all have to quarantine. So I had said, until we have our poop together, it's probably a little safer to keep them out until, you know, we can ensure that the teachers aren't going to call out because they have COVID. I mean, you can't have kids in a school if the teachers don't want to come back. And so, you know, we've had a lot of teachers say, I can't go back. I have a mom I have to take care of. I can't go back and get COVID. So, you know, to me, it was more of a logistic thing, which is why I on air had said, I believe it was News 3 or News 13, I had said, look, you know, if the teachers aren't ready, you can't force students in a room with no teachers. But a doctor advocating for parents, right, citing the American Academy of Pediatrics getting fired, that is a silencing. And I'd like to get a little bit more information on what the hell happened, because we doctors are supposed to go by what our, you know, fellows and our medical heads tell us. 1-877-DOCTOR, no more.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some news out of New York. Actually, we got a lot of news coming out of New York. It's kind of interesting what's going on there. Very interesting. Sheriffs, Bills game, vaccine side effect. Let's just for a few minutes talk about what's happening in New York. So, we're being told that a worker got a pretty severe, significant, quote-unquote significant reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine. The worker is now stable. You know, luckily nobody has died from the vaccine so far, thank God. But it does make us nervous when somebody has a severe reaction. It's a healthcare worker. We don't know if they received... at first, we were told they weren't sure if it was the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. Fox News is saying it was the Pfizer vaccine. The worker has been stable. But the New York City Health Department has said in a statement that with more than 30,000 COVID-19 vaccinations administered in New York City, we have received a single report of a serious adverse event in a healthcare worker. They don't know how long after vaccine the reaction occurred. Most of these reactions appear to happen within 10 minutes. We're not really getting a lot of information on this, but, you know, at least they're stable. And we have, you know, when they talk about six cases throughout the United States, I think that's an underestimation. Might be six severe cases where people might have had to be hospitalized. But, you know, you do have people that have either the dizziness or the heart rate changes or the difficulty breathing or the, you know, lightheadedness. And so, you know, they are investigating it. And again, one in 30,000 in medicine, that's not a bad number. You know, we're going to have a lot of frustrated, confused people, spectators, watching the vaccine rollout, going, what the heck are you guys doing if people are having adverse reactions? And the reason why is we've never given thousands upon thousands or millions of people something at once. Usually when we start a blood pressure medicine, you know, or we, you know, give a flu vaccine or whatever, it's over months. Flu vaccines came out in September. People are still getting their flu shot. So it's over a few month period. And if the media doesn't cover an adverse reaction, they don't cover an adverse reaction. But, and you also don't have as many people getting the flu vaccine as they're going to get with the Pfizer vaccine because half the country doesn't get the flu vaccine. So with the Pfizer, with the COVID vaccine, there's, you know, a lot more push. There might even be mandates from employers, possibly mandates from airlines, etc. So don't be surprised if you see these reactions, and the U.S. is going to have to, you know, investigate it. So according to the New York City Health Department, they said the City Health Department is closely tracking reports of more severe side effects in collaboration with the CDC, and this is the first serious adverse event we have encountered in New York City. Now, they said if you have ever had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient in a COVID-19 vaccine, the CDC recommends that you should not get the specific vaccine. Now, we talked about the ingredients, the lipid panel, the potassium, the sucrose, the glycol, the PEG, the polyethylene glycol, I believe. I mean, if you don't know if you're allergic to it, that's the problem. The average person has no idea if they're allergic to those, you know, ingredients. They said the CDC recommends that people with a history of severe allergies, of severe allergic reactions not related to vaccines or injectable medications like allergies to food, pet, venom, environmental, or latex can still get vaccinated. They said people with a history of allergies to oral medications or family history of severe allergic reactions or who might have had a milder allergy to vaccines may also still get vaccinated. So they have reversed if you've had, because originally, remember the CDC said, look, if you guys have had a bad reaction to anything, hold off. They've reversed that. And the reason why they reversed it is people with penicillin allergies and sulfa allergies, etc., have been able to get the vaccine. The problem is we still want to know, when bad things happen, it usually happens to me. So I, you know, if there's going to be a one-off, or if there's going to be, you know, something that's not, doesn't go the way of the textbook, it's going to be me. So we do hear that not only is the UK and multiple countries, you know, taking a look at, you know, what's going on with the new variant strain, et cetera, which, by the way, I think now there's a second mutant strain that was picked up in the UK. The US is going to be very thoroughly investigating why several people had an allergic reaction. Alkis Togias, an official with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNBC that several hundred people who have had a history of severe allergic reactions will be involved in a study. He said, we are a little bit concerned that people who have had a lot of allergies, who have had reactions like this to all kinds of things, not just vaccines, may be afraid to get vaccinated now. We just don't want that to happen. We want to find a way for them to get vaccinated. So his department is going to lead the study. I believe the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is the same place that Dr. Fauci comes from. And Dr. Togias is going to lead the study, and or his department, and the researchers hope to begin in a few weeks. They're also going to have to look at Moderna because, you know, since Pfizer was the first shot to roll out, most of the reactions we heard in that first week was Pfizer.
So researchers at the NIAID, an agency within the National Institutes of Health, became interested when people were developing some anaphylaxis, especially a clinician in Alaska who suffered anaphylactic symptoms. So we don't know if it's the messenger RNA, if it's the technology, if it's the adjuvants. So, you know, only 10 to 15% of volunteers had side effects, they said, according to the studies. So they didn't really see a lot of severe reactions. So they're going to look at it, which I think they should. In the meantime, the New York mass vaccination apparently has had some hitches. Apparently we're being told that New York's mass vaccination plans are shelved because Governor Cuomo might be taking a different path. So counties that have been planning for mass vaccination, training, preparing it, getting ready to go, I believe are on pause until they hear what the governor wants to do. Apparently, interviews, according to the Times Union, with multiple county officials over the past week confirmed that many are unclear why the governor's administration has not activated the county-by-county system, which is a plan that included recent practice sessions in which members of the public received regular flu vaccines at drive-through sites. So they, Cameron Sagan, spokesperson for the county, said Albany County has developed and submitted our mass vaccination and distribution strategy to the state. However, we are still waiting to hear back from them on what the final plan would be. So many of their vaccination hub coordinators include the hospitals like University of Rochester, Catholic Health System, United Health Services. So I guess, you know, this is where, you know, the healthcare industry is ready to go and everybody's waiting for the politicians. So what are the politicians doing? Well, Governor Cuomo has apparently taken a, you know, interest in what happens at a Buffalo Bills game next month. The Bills have been doing very, very well this season. And Cuomo said he is considering letting 6,700 fans into the stadium next month. They're going to be tested for COVID upon entry. Contact tracing will be done afterwards. Bill Stadium can hold 71,000 people. They are going to spread the 6,700 fans out. It's in Western New York. Western New York has a test positivity rate of 6.9% currently. New York City is less at 4.9%, but then again, they've had some severe lockdowns. Manhattan even lower at 2.6%. Cuomo right now is not allowing indoor dining, even at 25% capacity, because he claims the transmission rate is high. However, he said he wanted to go to the Bills game next month. Well, this has been reported by Daily Mail. So if Governor Cuomo wants to go to a Bills game, he's going to try to make that happen. Meanwhile, all these restaurants are going out of business and all these people are out of jobs. So he appointed Kim Figula, who owns the Bills, with her husband Terry, to be part of the reopening advisory. Now, he is also demanding a ban on British flights to the U.S. over the new mutant COVID strain. And he says it's likely already in the U.S. I believe so, too. I wouldn't be surprised if the new mutant strain that's highly infectious but not necessarily deadly or is in the U.S. So if Cuomo wants to go to a Bills game, I guess the Bills might get to have some fans. Now, what's happening in New York City? Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio says that he is going to send sheriff deputies to the home or hotel of every traveler from the UK to ensure they quarantine, or they will be fined $1,000 for each day they violate the order. All right, last thing we need is war with the UK right now. So New York City is going to ramp up their efforts because now if you're from the UK, you are taboo. And if they don't comply with the state's mandatory quarantine order, sheriffs are going to come to the door. Now, this UK mutant strain is supposedly 70% more transmissible, not necessarily more deadly, but it seems to be outsmarting, you know, some of the latest measures and social distancing and masks, we believe. So sheriff's deputies, so all international travelers to New York City are going to have to receive a Department of Health Commissioner's order to quarantine, and then deputies will visit travelers. In violation, you get slapped with a $1,000 fine. I don't believe UK travelers can go to the Bills game next month. Can somebody explain what the hell is going on? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To wish me greeting once again. What will be singing? Da-da-da-da-da.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Initial jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 803,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's about 85,000 fewer than expected. And the states with the biggest decreases were Georgia, Minnesota, Texas, Indiana, and Wisconsin. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swamp bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that, frankly, aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. This is USA Radio News. Some health officials are continuing to paint a dark picture regarding the coronavirus pandemic as we head into January. Dr. Celine Grounder is on the Biden-Harris Transition Team COVID Advisory Board. She says next month is going to be horrible.
And the next administration will be assuming office at one of the worst times in public health in this country ever.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The mass exodus from this state may cost them a seat in Washington.
More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so don't get mad. Don't get mad, guys. Look, there's always a silver lining. Everybody calm down. Okay, so a lot of people are getting their panties all up in a bunch, and understandably so, because in New York, with lockdown measures, with Mayor Bill de Blasio sending sheriffs to people coming from the UK, if they violate quarantine, they get a $1,000 fine. Amongst all this, Governor Cuomo has revealed that he really wants to go to a Bills game. He wants to go to a Bills game, okay? So these guys, they love their football. I love my football. Away to my heart, It was one is chocolate and maybe a good piece of steak, but a real way to my heart is football. Right? If you let me watch my football on Sunday, maybe on Monday night, maybe on Thursday night, I'm a happy girl. I'm good. I love my football. And people are ticked, but maybe they shouldn't be. Again, guys, this is all strategy. People are upset because Governor Cuomo says he wants to go to a Bills game and is going to... Now, you know, the Bills are first at AFC East. So, I mean, Bills are in the playoffs. Steelers, Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you know, there's... Bills have done pretty well this season. And there's going to be a home game. I don't know if it's going to be the third. I don't know which home game this is going to happen in. But Governor Cuomo wants to allow, and we just spoke about this, a home game where 6,700 fans can come into the stadium. They will be tested for COVID before they enter the stadium, so my guess is a rapid test. They're going to do contact tracing. Now, we just spoke about this, and guys, there's a silver lining to this, okay? You know, play to a man's heart, to his belly, maybe it's to football. With all the lockdowns and with everything going on, we are seeing some movement when it comes to football. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, I don't like football, but I don't watch football anymore, and I don't. Okay, I do. This isn't so much about football. It's about getting a governor to budge. Okay? I believe the owners of the Bills are also on the reopening advisory board and all that. And so I know people are upset because there are restaurants closed and there are people just losing business and, you know, losing. It's a disaster what's going on in New York. Governor Cuomo has even admitted that they're going to need to tax more. Or they need rich people to come back. I mean, you know, New York is in trouble. But we're seeing some movement. And if it takes football to flip and save the state and then maybe save the country, I'm all for it. So this plan to get Governor Cuomo to get to watch his, you know, home football game, now that the Bills are, you know, doing well and it's going to be the playoffs, if that is going to allow a test case of seeing what happens if you test somebody before they go into the stadium, you have them social distance, and then you contact trace to see if they get COVID, maybe, and I hope to high heaven, this will project for businesses in New York to be able to reopen. Now, I know you guys are thinking I'm optimistic. You guys are thinking this is all about he just wants to see a game. He's making it work under the guise of an experiment. And then, no, we need him to go to this game. We need Cuomo at a football game. If you want your restaurant to open up in Idaho or Iowa, if you want your concert venue to open up, if you want your casino to open up, we need Governor Cuomo to be at a football game. I will drive him myself. I think he'd be a cool guy to talk to. I kind of like his, you know, he's got an attitude. He's kind of tough guy or whatever. I would chauffeur him to this game. Because if you could get the optics, if you could get the sound bite, the video, if you could get the footage of him being at a football game in New York, it's going to be very, very hard to justify causing all these people to lose their lifelong careers and their lifelong income. I am thrilled by this. And again, this has nothing to do with the football. If he said he wanted to see Hamilton, again, I would drive him there. I would sing it myself if I had to, right? You know, what did I miss? I would sing it myself because I'd be like, get this guy into a venue. Get the pictures, get everything you need, because remember, the lawsuits are going to start coming. I mean, if they haven't already. People want to sue. And people want to say, you guys closed us down inappropriately. You guys claimed that we couldn't work all these months because of COVID. So if the Bills are playing in a playoff game, and it is during the peak flu season and peak COVID season, and you have Governor Cuomo there, you know, eating popcorn, having a beer, eating a hot dog, enjoying the game, and we see that it wasn't the big death trap that everybody claimed it was going to be, maybe we'll get to start to reopen in Arizona, in California, in Nevada. So I know you guys are ticked, but what I would do is just bite your tongue and let this thing happen. Let him get into a stadium Let it, you know. Now, do I think that 6,700 fans are going to be, you know, be hurt? Are they going to get COVID, et cetera? Well, they're not going to be vaccinated because the average person is not going to be able to get the vaccine in January. They're still making more doses and they still have to distribute them. And so the people going there wouldn't. But it is going to be very interesting to see if rapid testing is going to be the way to get places to reopen. Now, mind you, a rapid test is not like a pregnancy test where in a few minutes you know if you're positive or negative. Lord have mercy, if I take plenty of pregnancy tests. In fact, when I was pregnant, it was negative. And I, you know, I was like, ah, I'm still negative. And then I had left it on the counter, right, on a paper towel. And I go in there hours later, and I see the plus. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Ah, and I had just done a workout, and I had just gone running. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Ah. You know, so I was all excited. I tell, you know, my doctor. I call my doctor. She's like, you haven't even missed your period yet. What are you doing testing yourself? I go, I'm pregnant. She's like, I'll see you in a few weeks, okay? So it was good, and it worked out. But the rapid test takes 20, 30 minutes. So this is really going to be interesting how this is going to pan out. You're going to have 6,700 people. They're going to have to take a test. They're going to have to social distance. They're going to have to wait. They're going to have to get the results and be turned away. If they are coming with their spouse or with their kids, then does the whole family have to go? So if they want 6,700 fans, are they going to basically have to have 20,000 people come to test because they're going to be turning away people and families if somebody's positive? It's going to be very interesting to see how this works. I am dying to see it happen. I want this to happen. Because if we find out that they can do this and people can flip and go to a football game again, then you know what? We could go to a movie theater again. Okay? We could do indoor dining. Okay? We could have a picnic. We don't have to have fines. We could paddleboard. I mean, pickleball has been saved. Throughout the country, people have been able to pickleball, right? But you know what? I don't pickleball, okay? I watch football. That's me. Now, somebody might say, well, why isn't anybody studying what's going on in Texas? Dallas has allowed fans. I mean, many of these places, there's been fans. Why, you know, can somebody test that? It's got to be one of the states where they are stricter than strict. So, but here's the problem. There is a lot of logistics. And if the average person is positive for COVID and is positive for weeks, the next question I have, which many of us have, is how long will you be positive for on a rapid test? If you had COVID a month ago or two ago, are you still going to be positive on a rapid test? We're seeing that people are positive for weeks. We saw George Floyd positive 5 weeks later for COVID. Doubt it was a second infection. So he was positive twice, six weeks apart. So, you know, we are going to have to talk about, we're going to have to be looking at COVID virgins going to this game. Trust me, I think there will be. There's tons of Bills fans out there. But by the way, it's cold. I mean, it's cold. It's going to be a real interesting undertaking. But you know what? I would rather see some movement, you know, please, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's get some movement so we get some of these restaurants and some of these other businesses open. So make this happen. Everybody lay low, bite your tongue. I want to see Cuomo in a stadium. We need that. 1-877-DOCTOR-MOS.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are hearing that for those people coming to Vegas for New Year's Eve, the Fremont Street Experience, which is in the downtown Las Vegas, the older part of Las Vegas Strip, pretty cool area, you'll have to purchase a ticket. $25 security fee. The fee could be paid online or purchased through the Slotzilla office. and all the hotel properties on Fremont Street Experience. So after 6 p.m. on December 31st, wristbands can be purchased at all gates in addition to online Slotzilla and on hotel properties. Those staying at a hotel in downtown Las Vegas will receive a wristband that provides access to the area, access to the mall area, but Fremont Street starts at 6 p.m. Attendees with a wristband will be able to enter neighboring hotel and casinos. So New Year's Eve at about 5 p.m. in Vegas, Fremont Street Experience will clear the mall, close for a security suite. The area will reopen at 6 p.m. for guests. 1 hour to clear the whole area. That's pretty damn good. That's wow. And I got to tell you, our police and security are on it. And apparently due to COVID-19 restrictions mandated by the state, there will not be any live entertainment or brands in the mall, or bands, I'm sorry, bands. It's according to Fox 5 News. And among other safety measures, Fremont State Experience states that everyone will need to wear a mask at all times and practice 6 feet of social distancing. I don't know if you've ever seen New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. Oh, that's amazing. You're kind of stuck on the strip, though. You know, you can't really take your car in or out, you know, because they don't want people getting run over. And they don't want, you know, lorries running people over like we saw in Germany and stuff. And, or big trucks. And hard to go to the bathroom. But, I mean, it usually is packed people to people standing outside in the cold at risk of getting hypothermia. People drinking, and they're waiting for hours to see the fireworks. Well, there's not going to be fireworks except at one hotel. On the strip. And so people still want to be out there and, you know, have fun. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with the masks and all that. You know, Las Vegas is always on the lookout for terrorist attacks and making sure that, you know, we don't, you know, have people get injured. I've felt very, very safe on the strip with New Year's. I don't go because I don't want to freeze my tushy off. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. So we're going to definitely talk more next week about New Year's festivities. So got to talk about Christmas, guys. We've got Christmas coming up. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, it's been a rough year, and I, you know, we're really, really blessed to be able to, you know, for those of us still alive and here, able to make it to this Christmas season. Unfortunately, though, we got to watch out for the Christmas coronary. A study back in 2004 found a 5% increase in heart attacks during the Christmas season. A 5% increase. Then in 2018, a study published in the British Medical Journal found Christmas Eve, especially 10 p.m., to be the most risky for those who are prone to heart disease. Why? All right, well, yeah, I wrote a little article on this. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. It's cold. And the cold has been associated with heart stress. So cold weather can cause your blood vessels to constrict, can cause extra work for the heart, can cause less oxygen to reach vital organs. Snow shoveling has been infamous for inciting heart attacks because people have to shovel snow, and it's a lot of work. So if they haven't really done a lot of activity, and then all of a sudden they have to be out there for hours in the cold shoveling snow, not too safe. The heart demands extra blood because of the increase in activity. Cold restricts blood flow, so not good. Plus, Christmas time, you know, we didn't really have a lot of office parties. Usually I talk about the office holiday party and how not to get in trouble, you know, with hitting on the boss or sleeping with somebody or talking bad about somebody because you've been drinking. But they're still going to be drinking. And alcohol in excessive amounts can put stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, worsening diabetes, causing abnormal heart rhythms. It also could interfere with the metabolism of some of your medications. So if you're on a diabetic medication or a blood pressure medication or a high cholesterol medication, you know, it could interfere with them working at their best. Then, and I've told you guys this time and time again, the doctor might not be in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Probably not. A lot of doctors are taking a break. I have not taken a day off since I went on vacation at the end of June in 2019. I did go on vacation Christmas week last year, but I worked and saw patients. I saw 80 patients one day. I just, from 5 a.m. till midnight, was seeing patients online. It was so busy last year. And now that we know why, probably because of COVID. And so the average doctor is like, you know what, I'm out. I got to take a break. So if you forgot to refill your medication, you might go 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks without, you know, getting care. Now, many telemedicine companies like MDLive open over the holidays. America Well, and I'm going to see patients over the holidays. I'm going to leave for a few days, but I'm going to be in the hotel, and I'm a workaholic, so, you know, I'm not taking any days off. I'm still working, but you got to make sure that you pack everything you need for your holiday trip. without anticipating delays. If you think you're going to be on a flight and you're going to be stuck for a few hours, or if you think you're going to be stuck and having to quarantine, you got to make sure you get your medication and you have enough of it. And then, of course, the stress can put us at risk for a Christmas coronary. Holiday travel isn't easy. You got the delays, the long lines, the cold, the traffic, family. You know, hanging out with the in-laws sometimes isn't the easiest thing. We've talked about how to cope with the in-laws. You know, you gotta, make sure you kind of have, you can pretend that you have to work virtually. You can pretend you have diarrhea. But, you know, staying at the in-laws is not very, very easy. Now, many, you know, Christmas plans have been changed because of COVID. But for those people that don't really like family and they still have to hang out with them, that could be stress. So, how do you prevent heart disease? Well, first, you gotta know if you have risk factors for it. So, if you have a personal history of heart disease, if you've ever had a heart attack, you're at risk, right? If there's a family history of heart disease. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, obesity, inactivity. If you're a male over 40, females, they used to say over 50, but now postmenopausal. If you have a high stress life, like I think most of us do, you can be at risk. Even short stature can be a potential risk factor. So, you know, if you are at high risk for heart disease, make sure you kind of get an exam, have somebody take a look at you. Then reduce your risk by maintaining your blood pressure, your blood sugar, make sure your cholesterol is down, reduce your stress, eat a balanced diet, food rich in potassium like fruits and vegetables, quit smoking, stay active, maintain a healthy weight, avoid getting sick with flu and COVID because that doesn't help the heart. So make sure you check on your prescriptions if you're running low. Pack prescriptions in two different bottles. We talked about this. If you're going to fly, have some of your medicines with you in your carry-on, some in the luggage. Try to get sick. Get your flu shot, your pneumonia shot. If you could get the COVID vaccine, probably not going to get it this week, but, you know, try to do that. You know, another thing, too, some of you guys are telling me that you're kind of feeling ill, but you're not having COVID. Well, it could also be your Christmas tree. Remember we talked about how a lot of Christmas trees have needles and barks that have mold and allergy-producing spores and things like that? You know, there's aphids, mites, bark beetles, even little spiders on your Christmas tree. So if you are having any wheezing or coughing or chest pain or fatigue or rash or watery eyes, itchy throat, nasal itching or whatever, you know, it could be because of the mold or the pollen on the tree. Now, you've already decorated it, so we can't really hose it down. But maybe get an air purifier in there. You know, maybe when Christmas ends, you know, get the tree out. I like to keep all the decorations, you know, well into February if I can. But if you've been kind of sneezing like that for about a month or two, remove the tree and see what happens. And if you do suffer from allergies or asthma, you know, you might want to make sure that, you know, tree decorating or taking down the tree is kind of delegated to somebody else. And if you think it's an issue now, you can always put the tree outside. You know, I mean, our Christmas trees could be anywhere we want. You know, I love Christmas trees. I want one in the studio. So I hope that guy, you know, that helps. You know, when it comes to, you know, this week, and, you know, I'm going to be, off air for the next couple days. Woohoo, yay! I know, maybe your stress will go down because you don't have to hear about, you know, football and COVID and governors and lockdowns and shutdowns. Just remember, you know, you made it to this Christmas. You're allowed to celebrate Christmas. You know, do it safely. You know, I mean, have the mask on and try to social distance. But, you know, I don't think Christmas should be canceled by any means. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. 1-877 Doc Felly.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.